Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sechtes Klayim, Perik Tess, Mishnah Gimel. Mitbechais ha-yedayim. Mitbechais are towels, yedayim are for hands, hand towels. Yeah, the towel that's hanging near the sink. You dry your hands with after you wash your hands. Mitbechais ha-sefar. This is what we use to cover a Sefer Torah with. Mitbechais ha-sefag. These are towels you use after you wash yourself, says the Batur. In all these three cases, ein behem shim klayim. Even if these towels are made of tzemer and pishtim together, it's not shatness, meaning to say, there's no iser shatness here, because you're not wearing them. You're not covering yourself with it. The iser of shatness is only either wearing or covering yourself with it. At least the Tanakhama holds away Rabbi Lazar oiser. Rabbi Lazar says, no, can't use these things if they're shatness. It's really cold outside. You're not just drying your hands, you're warming your hands, or if the water was very cold. So those towels aren't just something you're drying your hands with, you're like putting it on yourself with a kavana. Same is true for the covers of the Sefer Torah. Sometimes a person would put it on his lap. Sometimes a person comes out of the Beis HaMerechetz and he sees his Rebbe and he's embarrassed, so he quickly wraps himself in the towel, not to dry himself in it, but here he's like wearing it. He wants it to cover his guf. And therefore, the shatness would become a problem. That's why Rabbi Lazar says, just don't use these things if they're shatness. This is the apron that the barber puts on you. If they're made out of wool and linen, asuras mishim klayim. The apron, you only wear it to prevent the hair from getting all over your clothes. Well, you still can't wear it if it's shatness. The Batanura explains here, even the Tanakam is mud, because the way they had these aprons, there was an opening to put your head through. So it's mamish like clothes. It's not just a towel. Meaning that you wear it the way you would wear a garment. So the mela, it's usser if it's shatness. So hand towels, covers for a Sefer Torah, or a towel that's used in the Beis HaMerchatz. There's no iser klayim according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Lazar asers, he says sometimes they are used more in the form of wearing something or covering yourself with it, and therefore you should never use it if they're klayim. The aprons that the barbers use, that you mamish put your head through, it has a opening, that's too similar to putting on clothes, and here everybody would be minded that it's usser if it's klayim.